Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. We are live, 515-605-9327. Thank you for patiently holding. Yes, let's bring in the callers, but not before then. We have to make sure Elder Lawyer is in tow. So one moment. Elder Lawyer, there you are. Okay. Okay, we're going to start with 340 area code. 340 area code, your first in tow. Lawyer, you with us? Lawyer, you with us? I see him there. Say something, other lawyer. I can hear you now. Okay, good. All right, I have you there. Let's open up the lines. 515-605-9327. 515-605-9327, Mind Controlled Slaves, Discovering the Bonds Which Leads to Perpetual Servitude, and The Righteous Keys to Free Our Minds. 340 area code, let's go.
Hello, Shalom, elders. Shalom.
Shalom, sunshine. You have us on speed dial, so I got you first. Talk to us. Let's go.
Yes, I do. Elders, what a mess. I was just thinking about all that you said. They do lie. The story changes and shifts, like you said, like it's an its own chameleon to satisfy their purposes. And when any relief or skepticism seems to be happening in the population, they change gears and pile on more trials to keep the people in perpetual confused and burdened state of mind. Just like you said, there's no relief, but only with the help and strength of the Most High and with faith that we can change our mindset, faith as a mustard seed. And also this attempt to test the bottom area in China is now, it's like a forward sexual claim to all bodies of who they see as slaves still, just like how they claim they would do the same thing in Australia with the children, like when they did random searches of the nude bodies. This is them shouting out loud some of the sexual politics they operated in during the slaveries of the past. It's like another homosexual assault against righteous and normal functioning people. And we consider the same assault with how they feel with our bodies, our dead bodies. Not only do they want to make money off of our living bodies or our sick bodies or the organs or even our dead tissue, but they also want to continually make money off of the now awakening poor and slaves, by having the dead speak false words to families and others across the world, that those dead can truly, they can't even speak it from the grave, but through the computer technologies, this is what they're doing. And this is another glimpse at this whole plan, the plan that they have for our brains to implant us and control our goings in and comings out, essentially through the many confusing stories that they set before us as an option. They're creating a true rat race in the nations, and specifically the heads of Edom's weird so-called experiment. They know that there are no gods, but they're pretending, like under this grand delusion, that they are God. They're trying to act as God, but they're clearly fools and dogs and sorcerers, like you were saying, and dwell without the temple and are not written in the book of life. But with the blood of Christ and the obedience to the Most High, this hope that we serve the living God, Ahaya, the nations and their gods are afraid of that light switch that could come on at any time for any of us. And when we understand our purpose without fear of death, but as obedient children of Ahaya, the nations like frantic and reckless rush to keep hold of this crumbling world will be clearly seen as vanity, knowing the eternity promise to the righteous of our people. And that's all I wanted to say, elders, based on
thank
what you said. Praise be
bless
the
you.
Most High.
You always
high.
Bring some good points. Bless you and your family.
Praise to the Most bless High. You. Praise you. Bless you. Praise the Most High.
There you go, sunshine. Oh, for those who missed the story she was referring to, she was talking about, that's right. China won an anal probe on man, woman, and children to see if you to see if you're positive for the COVID-45 virus. China deploys, this is a serious mission here, anal swab test to detect high risk. Now, this is black people right here. When you say high risk, how long have they been telling us for months we're high risk? So this disease only affects high risk people. What type of disease is this? An anal probe. COVID-19 cases, China deploys anal swab test. You can't make this stuff up. To detect high-risk COVID-19, Forbes News. This is no conspiracy theory here, folks. Forbes News. An anal probe reported in business by Robert Hart. There go your minority right here. This is your minority just smiling from ear to ear saying, listen. With that extra S in there, I can't wait to be one of the first to administer this with the extra S in it. China deploys anal swab test to detect high risk COVID-19, and Robert Hart will be on the front line. He'll be on the front line helping you underprivileged blacks, okay, figure out what you got, okay? I trust in Christ. I ain't mess around with this stuff here. What'd you say?
They couldn't wait for the aliens.
Listen. This thing is, we're going to find COVID one way or the other. 512 area code, mind-controlled slaves, discovering the bonds which leads to perpetual servitude and righteous keys to free our minds. If you believe any of it, you're going to fall for all of it. And guess what? Robert Hart will be waiting in a room with a mask. 512 area code. Let's go.
Shalom, shalom, and shalom. Elder Ricard and Elder Loya and Sister Diane from Killeen, Texas.
Hey, how are you?
Good. You have my spirit. Soaring. I'm telling you, you don't even know how excited I am right now. I am ready to drive over to Pennsylvania and just sit there and have a glass of raw milk with you. You don't even know. Let me tell you, tonight's show was beyond excellent, and it's just beginning with all the callers coming in. Beyond excellent. I mean, And it's confirmation that what you're bringing forth about the medications, because I just did two recent talks about medications and the dangers, the side effects. I mean, you were so right on when it comes to what to talk about. This is what your people need to hear so much, and all of us, the Gentiles who cling to Israel. Let me just say, Elder Ricard, let me just say that before medications were introduced to medical physicians, they used a nutrient-rich substance to heal all manner of chronic diseases. I'll tell you what that substance is. Did you ever hear of the AAMMC? If not, it stands for the American Association Medical Milk Commissions. They certified clean, safe, raw milk. They certified it for medical therapeutic use. Raw milk has been used in hospitals throughout the United States from 1893 to 1999. The AAMMC certified raw milk to be used. It was used in hospitals throughout the country, throughout the United States, to heal all manner of chronic illnesses, diseases, and sicknesses. I'm sorry, I'm a little nervous. Everything from high blood pressure to heart disease, to kidney disease, to liver disease. This is all in the medical literature. It's everything from asthma to arthritis to diabetes. As a matter of fact, I just published an ebook about raw milk. I'd like to bless you with it, Elder Ricard, but I don't know where to send it. But it's all this research from medical doctors saying how they healed all manner of diseases with properly produced raw milk, because not all raw milk is healthy, but properly produced milk is. And there are so many medical doctors who quote the amazing successes that they've had. And I mean, I've been drinking raw milk for so many years now. I have not been to a medical physician in over 20 years. I say that because I've lost count. I've literally lost count. And this is somebody.
And they're going off in the stat, man.
Who has been tied up. I have been tied up in the medical community for over a quarter of a century. So I'm like that woman with the issue of blood. I know what it's like to go through all these medical physicians and their medications. And guess what? I only grew worse. I'm sitting here talking to you without eyesight. I used to be able to see before I went to them. I mean, I can go on and on. I don't want to take up too much time. But let me just tell you, I'd love to bless you with this ebook. And this was the substance that was used, raw, properly produced raw milk was used before medications, prescription drugs were introduced to physicians, allopathic physicians. So you're right, we don't need medicines. And I'll end here. I'll end with this, Elder Ricard, because I know you're going to want to hear this. I worked with a brother. He was jacked up on 9 prescription medications, 9. He thought there's no way eating according to scripture and drinking the raw milk properly produced could get him off of 9 medications. 3 of these medications were prescription psych medications, antidepressants. They're some of the hardest medications to get off of. 8 months later, Elder Ricard, higher work threw me to work with this brother. Not only did he get off all 9 medications, but it's been over a month and he's been off all 9 medications. He did a 7-day water fast. He's healing. He's losing weight. And not only that, he said to me, "You talk different, Sister Diane. You talk different. Who's a higher? What is this? What are these things that you're saying?" And Elder Ricard, listen to this. Listen to this. He came into the truth. He said, "I want to know. You're talking like things I never heard before." And he said, "Where are you getting this?" And I told him, and I witnessed to him. Then I introduced him to my husband, Brother Paul, and we all talked. We got to talking, and I said, "You need to listen to Elder Ricard and Elder Luya from GOCC. He's part of your ministry. Elder, he wants to congregate. He wants his baptism, and he signed up for his first GOCC academy. He couldn't afford it. So a brother in the church said, look, I'll sponsor you. I'll pay for your academy. He's in the GOCC academy. He's absorbing all the information. He is growing. And this was all because he wanted to get well. He felt like, where is Ahia? Where is my God? Where is he? I'm sick." But when he knew and he saw that he could get well and get off of these medications, he didn't even think it was possible. He started talking about the
well,
the
sister, we do have to get another call. I'm excited about what you have to say. I do have your phone number here, but I do have to get another call, and it'd been a great call too. Now, let me get your name again, sister, if you don't mind.
It's Sister Diane from Killeen, Texas.
Diane, I'm coming to get some of that raw milk. Thank you, sister. You see how the Most High works? Thank you.
And remember about my baptism. Remember, Elder, ready to come into the water. I'm so ready.
Well, sister, listen, because I'm about to make an announcement on that right now. Thank you. Okay, and we are opening up baptisms. We're going to be doing baptisms. Sister, I'm going to give you a call because we're going to fill up our pool, and we're going to be doing some baptisms throughout the whole country. So I'll be talking to you. We have a serious baptism here in Pennsylvania, and I'm going to be arranging that. And all over the world, Africa Initiative, we have to talk about that Thursday because we got brothers waiting there. And we'll be doing baptisms all through this earth. Also, the Passover, we're going to have Passover in 3 separate regions this year in the United States. It's going to be 1 here in Pennsylvania, 1 in Texas, and another either in California or Arizona, depending on what the restrictions will be. Of course, it will be outside, and it's going to be, we're going to have state-of-the-art tents and all that. We're going to have GOCC network, the whole nine. Three separate Passovers going on through simulcast where we're all together, even though the Passover is going on at the same time. So I'm excited about that. And just make sure you reach out to your local elder or deacon in your region, okay? This way, only baptized members can come into there, but we also want to work with, before the Passover, more churches in the regions before there's a wrap-up over here. We have to make sure we set up those churches since things are loosening up a little bit. Regardless of what they're doing, we're going to do the Most High's work. We're not going to sit back and wait for them to report when it's okay to teach God's Bible and get to his people. What Satan and his servants are doing, let them do. We have a kingdom to build. So, yes, we're going to have the Passover. We set up new churches. And we're going to prepare our people for what's to come next, which is what? Eventually, the Babylonian bounce. Don't worry about that. Stay in faith. Stay with the Most High. Sister, I need some of that raw milk. All right, I'm going to call you up so I can get some. And we're going to talk about some of those cows you have because we're going to need some of those too. We're going to be doing crops, everything. We need to make it where our people can be fed regardless of what they're doing over here. So I'll be calling you up to discuss more than just the raw milk. We're going to get that baptism. And through the faith of the Almighty, we have to clear up those eyes so that you can see. Okay, so through the spirit of the power of the Almighty, and as much as you believe, the Most High can bring you your sight back. So, hey, it's the faith of the Almighty, and it's the gift of healing, and as much faith is within us, healing is more than a probability. Okay? One moment. Let's see. Let's go to the next call. 985 area code. Huh? So we're going to possibly do it in Las Vegas? Okay, so, yeah, I just spoke to Elder Yarak, who's over the West Coast. It'll probably be in Las Vegas that we'll have the West Coast Passover, okay? We're going to have the region of Texas that will cover all of the Southwest into the West. We're going to have the East Coast, which covers the South also, and Detroit and all that's going to be a part of the East Coast. And we're going to have the Midwest with Texas, and we're going to have the West Coast. Las Vegas is where the Passover is going to be there, all right? We have three all at once. Outside, it's going to be an all-white gala, okay? You don't want to miss this. So keep your ear to the ground, and, of course, we're processing everything through the locales where there's churches, so. Just, that's our first announcement. Don't worry about it. You'll hear more announcements leading up to the Passover. 310 area code. 310.
Shalom, elders. This is Brother Ishmael from the tribe of Ephraim calling from Corona, California.
Hey, 666 California. Talk to me.
That's
you know,
right.
You know Corona breaks down to 666 in numerology, right?
I do, sir. I saw you break that down.
Oh yeah, but go ahead.
Well, it's a city in Riverside County, California. I'm sure you guys have heard of Riverside on the news. I think we're leading the country in COVID deaths and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And
okay.
I actually work in a healthcare facility. My supervisor took the voluntary vaccine before it was, available to the public. And now she's in the hospital with COVID. And I think that's so ridiculous because the lady tells me that she's trying to push it on her staff to take. She's trying to push it on us to take it. And now you're in the hospital because you took some voluntary. She didn't wait for it to come out. She went and took the jab, which is the jab before it was even mixed up all the way. And
yeah,
I think that's
she's getting in front of it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, she got that fresh juice, that fresh Satan juice. And also, Elder, I think one of the ways they got us under this deep delusion and mind control besides the food and the unclean things like you brought up, because we know how they got us on that through slavery, giving the slaves the, you know, the chitlins and all that crap, tripe and all that. But it's through our lack of patience. Patience is a virtue, and they've turned that into convenience. Everything bad, they're really getting us through their convenience. You know, you think of convenience stores with all the bad food, fast food places, drive-throughs. We went from cassette tapes to CDs because of our lack of patience as a people, and they don't want us to be still. They want to keep us moving so we can't be still and hear the voice of the Lord and connect with the Spirit. And I think that's one of their big deceptions. Technology, you know, sciences of the devil. And Sunshine came with it. Sunshine, Sunshine was under the Spirit tonight. She's amazing. And that's all I wanted to share. Patience. Their biggest deception to me is this technology. We started out with floppy. Everything elevated. We went from the cassette tape to the CD. We didn't want to rewind the tape. We wanted instant gratification. And that's how he's maneuvering, keeping us in the rat race, like you said. And that's the other Shalom. Well, love you guys.
Well, thank you, bro. Thank you, brother. I really appreciate it. And thank you for your call. I really appreciate it. Good info. I appreciate it.
I sing too as well, Elder. I don't know how I could reach
you
out
sing?
On the music.
Hey, bro,
yes,
bro,
sir.
Bro,
I don't
bro,
know
bro,
how.
Hit a verse for me, man. Hit a verse. Come on. Hit it. Hit a verse. Hit it.
I hear Jacob crying. I can hear him crying. When you're gonna rise, call on the Lord. Mighty Jacob, rise. I hear your roar. Boom,
go ahead.
Boom. When you're gonna rise.
No. Hold on. Save it. Don't worry about it. Oh, I see you. All right. Okay.
All
right. Hey. Don't hurt him now.
Take
right,
my number down. Take my number down if you want to.
I got your number. I got your number. All right. Bless you.
Yes, sir. All praise.
Okay. I feel Jacob rising. Do you see? I can see him rising. 404 area code. I hear you, brother. Okay, 404. You ain't ready. You ain't ready. I'm coming back. 409 area code. 409 area code. Let's go.
Hello?
You're
Hello?
Live.
Shalom, Elder. This is
Shalom.
Sean. This is Sean Brown from Beaumont, Texas.
Talk
and I was
me.
Just I was just trying to speak to you again to thank you for the encouragement from the last lesson when I was able to speak to you, bro. And I just really been appreciating all the current events that you've been able to bring to the people, and at the same time related to the word, and show people how this word is a sword, and this battle that we're fighting is not against flesh and blood. I respect that so much, sir.
Yeah. Well, thank you, brother. All praises be to the Most High. All praises go to him. You know what the greatest thanks is? The greatest thanks is the greatest thanks that any of us can give is to finish. Is to finish. To pick up your plow daily and finish with us, brother. Thank you, brother.
Well, can I get some advice?
Okay.
Question.
He's going. I beg your pardon. What do you say? I'm sorry.
One more question on one day, sir. Now,
come on.
I consist with music, and I make music, and I want to be able to deliver music to these kids out here that are out here listening to this rap or hip hop or whatever they want to call it nowadays. I want to be able to speak to them in a way where the message is delivered to them in that music. But at the same time, I want to be able to deliver it to them where they'll want to seek that same intelligence that Christ, you know, that knowledge and that wisdom that Christ will bring them, right? And I just was asking, is this something that I'm actually, will I be capable of doing? And I'm asking you, because something makes me think sometimes that
brother,
it's just a waste.
Listen, brother. Nothing is impossible.
Yes, sir.
So if you can think it, if you can think it, you can do it. You don't need confirmation by me. You're a prince of the Most High. Do it. You don't need confirmation. You got the Most High. Do it. Whatever you want to do, do it. And bring it to the fold. Just bring it and we'll work it together. All right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, my brother. All right. Nothing is impossible. All right? All right. Nothing is impossible. That's why I went on and did it. We did music with a purpose. That's right. We did music with a purpose. I didn't wait to get no, go to Amalek and ask, can you sign me and take advantage of my talent and all that? I'm like, no. The Most High gave me this gift. Why would I make music and now here it is, you take all the royalties and all the money so that now your family has generational wealth and you give the money to your children while my children suffer? Look at Sam Cooke's family. Look at Otis Redding's family. Okay. R. Kelly lost all of his royalties, and no sooner as he started realizing what royalties were and asked questions about his money, Surviving R. Kelly came up. So no. My product doesn't belong to the devil. Royalty Music by Shepherd.com. There it is right there. Why am I gonna sell the future of my children for some shine given by Amalek? Like, no. No, we can make the music ourselves. We've always made it, and they've benefited from it, only to give generational wealth to their children. I'm not going for it no more. So you know what? We did our own music. You can go right there. Let me see. At the end of it, I'll play a few songs, okay? But royaltymusicbyshepherd.com. You can go there and get some nice, wholesome music like it used to be. 561 area code. Mind-controlled slaves, break free.
Shalom, Elder.
You're live.
Brother Harold from South Florida body.
Talk to
us. I have a couple of points to make. I'm in Virginia right now, the truck driver, as y'all probably know. I have a couple of points. Here's the thing.
Get through.
Disease,
come on, let's go.
Disease, death, and fear are synonymous with demons and Satan, because their job is to put your mind, your state of mind, at dis-ease. So you will end up dying from whatever it is that you believe you have. Now, I was in Texas a couple of days ago. My sister texted me early in the morning. My father hadn't waken up for 3 days. So I called her.
Okay.
She said the ambulance took him to the hospital and said that his heart wasn't beating properly. So I asked her, who told them that his heart wasn't beating properly if he was unconscious when they came and got him? I told her not to let them do anything to him. Don't let them give him any type of medication. They wouldn't let nobody come see him except one person. And that was my other sister who was at work, so nobody could come see him. I told her to get names of everybody involved with doing anything concerning him. Take every name from anybody that had anything to do with him. Don't let them give him nothing like morphine to try to say they're keeping him comfortable. They're saying he won't wake up, he won't eat. And I'm like, how can he eat if he's asleep? If he's asleep for 3 days, how can he eat? So
what happened, brother? Let's get to it. What happened?
So it ended up yesterday. He woke up in the hospital. They said he had heart problems, but they discharged him, and my sister took him home. And I'm like, if he has heart problems, how could they discharge him? Like, that's like I told my sister, you have to let them know that
someone is concerned about his well-being constantly, or they will put him down. And I'm not there. I was in Texas. So they ended up discharging him because she kept calling and she kept getting names. He ended up waking up, and he's at my sister's house right now. Just let you know what they plan to do to all the elderly and whoever else will fall for those deceptions they use. And that's all
thank
I wanted
you, brother.
To tell.
I appreciate it. Brother, yeah, I'm going to tell you, it's a very good idea to probably go see him, pray with him, and just figure out what the issues are, what led to that. You know, he's probably dealing with something. You need to find out what it is. But one thing he's saying that's a reoccurring scenario that I typically hear under these cases where hospitals are moving outside of the norm right now, and they're making decisions with no rhyme or reason behind them. And unless you show a concern to hold them accountable, look for a grave outcome. Expect a grave outcome, because they're looking for somebody to be in there with no one that actually cared for them. Okay, especially with the organ thing happening, like all of that conversation went away about organs that are being shipped out of hospitals. You notice all that stuff magically went away under COVID? Right now, they can get all they want with no witnesses, but I'll keep that there, you know. I'm going to leave that there. But usually if you know someone, a loved one is in a hospital, you need to make sure to stay in front of it, because they're looking for people that goes to the hospital, whatever the case is, that don't have no outside attachments or no one outside who cares for them. They'll make some calls after taking that blood, and they guess what? Chop shop time. 856 area code. Elder Lloyd, you have anything to say, or you good? I know you're still there.
No, sir. No, sir. I'm good.
Okay, great. Mind-controlled slaves, discovering the bonds which leads to perpetual servitude, and guess what? Our people are waking up, too. And what we mentioned, if you missed this broadcast, go back to the beginning of it. Keep in mind, the only power they have is the power that you yield to them by believing their satanic media. Okay? Whatever you believe, you're subjected to. And sometimes, and that's why Christ tells us, as much faith lies in you, be healed. If you believe you're sick, you're sick. If you start hearing all these symptoms and you hit hearing this stuff all day, eventually you're going to come down with some of the symptoms. That's the power of your spirit. If you believe, like how many times something is knowing something, check it out. I'm going to give you just a small example. Nothing is wrong with you. But if you want to, you can put your mind in a case in which you'll think of something real sad and begin to cry. Why? Because that's where you put your mind at. Your spirit went into it. You went there. You created a scenario, and now real tears are coming out. Well, guess what? That's the same when it comes to sicknesses. If you believe you're sick, and you would be, because sickness is a demon. A demon is at the root of every sickness. That's why they wanted your children. That's why they wanted us at birth and claimed they were shooting something to protect us in us, knowing it was a demon lying dormant that we would suffer from later in life when our immune system begins to be compromised. Okay? That's why they want to inject our children, because it's a demon they're injecting. And what they don't want you to know is that you have power over it if you recognize what it is and admit what it is. And then now you have power, you know, recognizing it was a sickness to actually deal with it. Recognize those who are behind it being administers of Satan's weapons, and now you can deal with them spiritually. See? Huh? Your Rock want to say something. Come on in. Let me hear you.
Nah, I just had a sister. It was a testimony just real quick. It was a sister that's her sister went to the hospital, and they were only thing they were suggesting, because the sister was having issues with her heart or whatever, and breathing. They were only giving her the solution of the machine to breathe.
The nebula, the ventilator.
They were only given that option, right?
But they wanted to put her on the ventilation.
Yeah, and the sister, I said, well, my sister doesn't want to do that. I said, well, do the wishes of your sister then, right? So, long story short, you know, it's a longer story, but I'm going to get to the point. The point is she, you know, the Most High gave her, I'm sure, insight. And she asked the doctor about a particular machine she heard about online that they just so happened to have in that hospital. When she mentioned it to them, they said, well, how do you know about that? So long story short, the sister was able to recover, even though they were about to put the ventilator on and have another statistic. Basically.
It's incentivized. They're getting paid for putting people on a ventilator.
Yeah.
And ventilator is one step away from what? One step away from that light.
It was like a 90-something% kill rate.
Yeah. You get on that ventilator, next thing you know, there's an angel holding your hand. Listen, no, I'm good. 856 area code saying, listen, you can come with me. Nah, I need to be totally conscious, aware. You ain't putting me under nothing. 856 area code.
Yeah, Shalom, elders. I have a make a statement that I want to ask a question. So with all this going on, you know, I wanted to reach out to family and friends, people that I know that I really love, and I wanted to get this information to them, you know, about the COVID and the vaccine and everything like that. And I sent them your videos. I've had conversations with them. And then making my list, it's like so many of them I've talked to, I can think of 10 right now on my list that's going to take it. And some are scheduled this coming week to take it. And it's like, okay, now I have to make a decision in my life that I have to cut these people off in such a way of that I can't be with them and hang with them, but I can still communicate from a distance over the phone. So as I kept doing this, I started thinking about scripture kept coming to my mind. So this is my question. 2 Thessalonians, I think it's 2 and 3, kept coming to my mind. And many of these people are Christian people. And that's what keeps baffling me. And I'm like, why can't you just trust the Most High God? And one said, oh, well, we can take it and it'll just leave out of our bodies because we're righteous. I'm like, no. Then another one said, well, I could just go out my house and fall down the steps and die. Well, why don't you take the chance of going out your house and fall down the steps and die as opposed to taking the vaccine? So as time went on, I started thinking, is this what the Bible talks about, the great falling away? So that's my question. With 2 Thessalonians 2 and 3, is part of this vaccine is so many people who believe the Bible, say they trust in God, raised in Christianity, knowing him to be a healer, knowing about the mark of the beast, but they still going to do this. Is this part of what the Bible speaks of, the great falling away? That's my question.
Good question, sister, but it's not the great falling away. The great falling away happened. The great falling away happened in 70 AD when we fell from the sword. This is the strong delusion.
Just the falling away.
No, it's not the falling away. This is the strong delusion.
Okay.
Because they believe a lie, which is pagan Christianity.
Yes.
Everything is a lie to them. That's why it says, and they don't want to be right. Because here it is, you're trying to say something to save their life, and they come with something ridiculous as, I can fall down the steps and break my neck. Why didn't you do that? Why won't you fall down a step and break your neck then? You know why? Because you want to live. So the whole thing is, the same way you shouldn't do that and tempt the Most High, you shouldn't do this and tempt the Most High. Now, this is what's going on with them. Let me read what's going on with them. It says, 1 Thessalonians, the second chapter. You were in the right chapter, though.
Okay.
It says right here, it says, and with all deceivableness, you know people are being deceived into taking this, and unrighteousness in them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, because don't forget, the Most High sent you and us like angels, messengers to warn them. And it says, and for this cause, the Most High shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned, which believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. They have pleasure in believing what the news say, because it's the news that makes them smart amongst everyone else concerning what's going on. No one wants to feel like they're outside of the know, so they've become COVID experts through mainstream media. And they believe the media knows more. The media knows more than you. So the whole thing, or they believe that the media, the synagogue of Satan, knows better than the Bible. Sister, these people aren't believers, because when they say they're believers, you are to respond back with, what would Christ do?
Yes.
Would Christ listen to Dr. Fauci? That's how you answer them. And you know, so this is what you would call, because they're delusional and believe the media, the idiot box, since they've become delusional, it's obvious that it's no wonder that they would believe a strong delusion. Okay?
Yes, sir. And may you do me a favor, please?
Yeah.
May you please see to it that your wife gets her dress?
Absolutely. Where is it?
Maybe in Bishop Amoth's office.
Okay. Well, hey, if it's there, she'll get it. All
Thank
right?
you, sir. Yes, sir.
You're welcome. Bless
Shalom.
You.
Shalom.
I appreciate Bless you. Bless you. Shalom. All Shalom. Right, all right, all right. Bless you. Next call.
May you see? Where is? Maybe in this.
Do 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 do. 917 area code. Mind control
yes.
slave.
Shalom. Yes. Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, yes, just wanted to say, yeah, the broadcast tonight was definitely informative. I just wanted to speak on certain things that that you've spoken of either today or in the past that, you know, resonates. You know, in the past I've called. And I recall you asking me concerning like things such as marijuana, and I've told you I've, you know, experimented in this. And now that I've, you know, I no longer, you know, indulge in that. Now, as I reflect, I see how they say when you indulge in certain things, how demons or certain spirits could intervene. It opens up like some type of gateway. And
go ahead, I'm listening, brother.
Yeah, so in the past, like from what I remember, you know, like when I used to smoke, I remember late at night, like before bed, like as I'm laying down, like I, you know, without going into too much details, like I could actually feel. You know, I know, it, you know, hearing things like this sounds so, like, unreal. Like when you hear people talk about it, you're like, man, there's no way this type
brother,
of stuff
brother,
could
you
got
to get
but,
to it. Brother, you, like, all due respect, you have, brother, get to it. You don't have to set it up. Tell me what's going on.
Yeah, so so basically what I'm saying, I feel like, you know, the whole control thing, although I've touched this on the past as far as fasting, I'm not saying this is the all to end all, but I feel like, you know, if one go on a fast or practice fasting, you know, could help and aid in all of these, like, you know, aid, like all this mental illness or, you know, sickness that's going through, like, you know, all this mind control, like that. As far as what you're talking about, I feel like fasting could definitely aid in all of that, could help definitely get rid of all these demons that are, you know, controlling, you know, the vessel. Yeah, so, you know,
okay.
Yeah,
I
understand
I think what
there's
you're
other
asking,
callers,
well,
so I'm not
going to,
you know,
your...
take up much of your
brother,
time,
I
but
you
I just wanted to.
Okay. Can you hear me, brother?
Yeah.
Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Maybe
yeah,
something
I'm
is
here.
Wrong here.
you said you were going to put me on hold?
Okay, maybe there's a delay. What I'm saying, brother, is are you still trying to gather your thoughts? I think you're trying to gather your thoughts and talk at the same time. No, don't worry about it. It's a delay there. I place you on hold. The answer to whether or not fasting can work when it comes to brothers or sisters getting over marijuana and things of that nature, absolutely correct. There's a demon that comes with marijuana. Okay? I'm going to read this real quick. One second, I'm going to put this up on the screen so everyone can see it. Yeah, this second one, yeah, that's the one I want. I'm going to read this real quick, and I'm going to put it on the screen so everyone can see it. A demon comes with marijuana use, okay? And pagans have now been put over dispensaries everywhere because they will become the controllers of the demons that are actually inseminated throughout the communities through hemp. They become the witches and warlocks to control poor people. All right? So, let me pull this up. Yeah, I have it. Yeah, I have it. Don't worry about it. I'm going to pull it up so they can see it. So, yeah, if you're taking marijuana, you got a demon in you. Okay? And that's nothing personal. It's what it is. All right? Don't shoot the messenger. Okay? I'm going to pull it up so everyone else can see it. And, yes, I want to make a disclaimer. We believers, we believe in Christ, but still. Who knows what's going on if you're on any level of medication or whatever the case is or what addictive agents that are in it that have you dependent on it. So always, it doesn't matter, even if you're on a spiritual journey, always get the medical advice from doctor when it comes to quitting these drugs. If you're looking to quit the drugs you're on, because sometimes your body is dependent on it. And the only way to get off it, if your doctor can schedule lower doses until it adjusts. So sometimes we like to go cold turkey and say, oh, I'm going to do that. Always get the advice of your doctor first. See, we don't believe in it, so we can speak strongly against it because we're not on it. Okay? But what I'm saying is it might not be that easy for you to get off something you've been on for a long time. It may do more harm than good, so always consult your doctor. All right? Huh? Well, I'll cut it off a little bit. I'll cut it off. All right. Oh, because, yeah, it always into some nonsense. All right. I'm going to see how I can do this.
The top portion you need anyway, so just at the top.
Up here? Oh, my goodness. They're always doing some devilish stuff. Hold on. Yeah. The devil is a liar. I tell you. One second. Let me pull this up. They always have some witchcraft evil stuff going on. All right, here it is right here. The goddess of cannabis witchcraft is what we're going to show you. You know what I mean? Let me pull this up. For those who believe that, you know, you're trying to open up your chakra, not realizing that some demons from the lowest parts of hell is chilling next to you while you play an Xbox, smoking marijuana. Let me show you who you're dealing with. Hold on, let me pull it up. Let's see here. Right here. I'm going to pull this up so you all can see it. The goddess cannabis witchcraft. This is what the pagans understand when it comes to cannabis. The goddess of cannabis witchcraft Okay, let me read it. There are many goddesses of cannabis and witchcraft from every culture around the world. The most important goddess of cannabis witchcraft is Bast, ancient Egyptian name. You notice people in the conscious community are high, always are high on getting high. The center of worship of Bast at Perbastet, which the Greeks call Bubastis, the 18th Sepet, which the Greeks called a gnome of the Nile Delta. I'm Kemet, which translates to the Prince of the South. The sweet breath of the goddess marijuana smoke leads to the dawning of enlightenment. Okay? This is what they do. It's a gateway into demonology and high, evil, wicked spirituality. Okay? So those of you who want to deal with cannabis, that's on you. Okay? You are dealing with the devil.
Yeah. Notice they put it in. And also they started putting it all of a sudden 2 years ago, by the way, it was legalized by Trump to be able to do things like hemp, industrialized hemp. You know, everybody was talking about, hey, we can make rope with this, as if there's people walking around a bunch of rope anyway. But the point is that they have you thinking it's harmless because it's lower in THC. You know, and they're pushing CBD oils and all this stuff. It's a whole culture. But when you read, this is from Witches of the Craft here.
Witches of the Craft.
They literally tell you, be careful while taking fly garbage, but hemp is especially dangerous because it unlocks the inner eye swiftly and easily. So one is tempted to use it more and more. That's why you start to just put it in everything, like everything is surrounded by it now.
Marijuana, cookies, cakes. I'm going to tell you, folks, you'll have cats looking in the mirror, in the dark, looking in the mirror, you know, talking to what's in the mirror, looking for their chakras to open up. Hey, don't believe me. I've heard some of the testimonies. All right, so anyone out there talking about cannabis is from the earth, it's all that God made cannabis and all that. Listen, your God, the devil. Now, let's go. I only got a few more calls. 813, mind-controlled slaves. Okay?
Shalom.
Let's go.
Shalom, Elder Ricard.
Talk to me.
Shalom, Elder Lawyer. Shalom to my brothers. Hey,
Shalom.
That brother inspired me earlier to put my two cents in and let me sing a little bit there. I mean, I've been trying to sing that song for the longest, and I'm getting a couple of frowns around here. But if you permit me to put my little tune in, you can tell me how I'm doing, okay? You permit me to do so?
I knew when I opened it up, I was opening up a can of worms. Oh, here we go now.
This is Ronnie Ron, Ricard. But here we go. Check it out. I hear Jacob crying. Why say I can hear him crying. When you're gonna rise, call on the Lord. Mighty Jacob, rise, let's hear your voice.
Oh,
when
shut up.
You're gonna rise. I'm just joking.
Yeah, we used to do this thing back in the day. You're right. We was pushing it like that on.
I'm just joking.
Yeah, go ahead.
We were
pushing it like that. Wow.
I just want to bring a little humor to it. But you brothers are bringing forth a real good message. The Spirit is upon you guys. I'm laughing to keep from crying because what's going on in the earth and what's attacking the children of the Most High is something serious. And if we didn't have the Most High working through our elders and giving us understanding and us seeking these scriptures out, man, we'll be downtrodden. But now the Most High has given us the books, and we know how this thing ends. Satan has no hold on us for those who believe and are born again and baptized. And I just want to thank you guys for staying true to what the Most High has given you. And that's all I have to say. Shalom.
Shalom, brothers. You know, and I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you all this, though. I'm so encouraged when I hear people sing the songs that we, that the Most High has given us from the heavens to actually produce and all that, because it all comes from the Most High. And you know what? It's really touching. You know what I mean? It's touching because through all this chaos, delusion, and all this, the children of Israel, we still find a place to do what? To praise the Almighty and have a haven or an area separated from the world in which we can show how we feel the love we have one for another. And that's what music does. And that's why I wanted to do this Passover and make sure, you know, we're doing it at the same time the heavens is celebrating, and still do other things. Like, I still want to do White Night, where we all come together, couples, husbands, wives, if you're single, brothers and sisters, and we have white, we have a white gala. Have the white carpet, floors there, have wine, have people there serving the children of Israel. You know what I mean? Because while this kingdom coming down, we're singing, we're having a celebration. Like, listen, Babylon can crumble, but Jacob got next. So I really want to do White Night and do a nice gala. Sisters have on nice, modest gowns and just, you know. And no, it's, I really would like to do something like that, just to show the royal, the regal spirit that Satan has always tried to suppress amongst our people. We can have a good, clean time amongst one another to show people, that's right, that Israel can have a good time with no violence, no sin, righteous, classy gatherings. So I'm going to do that. Look out for that. 561. I only can take a few more. I'm going to try to do as many as we can. So please be cognizant of the time. I'll try to get as many people as in as I can. All right. 985.
Hello, elders. Good night.
Bless you. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was calling because I wanted to ask your opinion about spiritual warfare on the job, because that's what I'm dealing with right now. I rededicated my life to the Lord about 5 years ago, and I got baptized when I was 27, and then now I'm getting rebaptized because I'm rededicating my life. I get baptized this Sunday through the GOCC Church. So I want to thank y'all for that. But it seems like I'm working around, I'm the only black person on my job, and I work so close with these other individuals, but they're so evil, they're so mean, and they do all kind of things. They play all kind of tricks and games at work, trying to set me up doing this and that. And I pray and I fast, and I even bought your CD, and I listened to Elder Lawyer. Pray to Our Father. I listen to it in my car right before I walk into work, and I just be filled with the Spirit of God, and I just be ready for everything. But I just see these spirits and these demons jumping in these people from one person to the next person, and the demonic possession in this place is so heavy that I be trying to run out of the building just to get fresh air, Elder.
Let's go there, because I understand what you're saying. You're frustrated with the job. What type of job you do?
I work in the kitchen. I'm a cook at a public school.
Okay, let's make it clear, though. And this is what you have to understand, sis. When you're working at a job, okay, Christ even said, he sent you out as sheep among wolves. Be wise as serpents, harmless as a dove. Really, you're at the behest of your employment. You're only there to get a paycheck. So the whole thing is, if someone is treading on your space and are becoming what you would call unethical when it comes to the workplace, you must actually utilize the resources within the workplace to get peace. So there is no spiritual warfare that goes on where you got to pray because someone got a demon on them. You can pray anyway that our Father, which is lead me not into temptation. But that's not to control what someone else is going to do. When you're on a job, you have to behest of your employment. You have to understand that if someone is doing something against you, you have to understand your legal right under equal opportunity employment. There's rules in place that will have it where people cannot impose you or do certain things against you. It doesn't matter what their positions are. I'm not human resources, right? I respect what you're dealing with. But you have to actually execute, because believe it or not, what you're telling me, there's rules in the, there's actually laws within the job to protect one from this type of behavior. If employees or others are doing something against you, you have to understand when it's a spiritual matter and it's just someone just being people in an employee setting. You understand?
Yes, I understand. And I did take those measures. I had to go to the principal, and I had everything. I was documenting everything that was happening to me. So when I went to the principal, I had documentation. And all they did was say that they was gonna call a meeting with everybody and have a sit down, which never came abroad. So I tried to get a transfer to another school. But I don't want to go into that. But
yeah, we don't got to go into that, because this is not really – this is an employment matter that – sometimes people don't get along in the workplace, and they exhaust whatever choices they have or get another job. That's what happens. Mm. Okay.
Okay.
But go on.
So I just have to say something else. Okay, so I just want to say how much I love this family, because it seems like at this time, me speaking to my family members about everything that's going on, it's like family has shut me out. So I feel more close to this family, which people I've never met. I'm closer to them than I am with my own family right now in this
time. The Bible said it, the scripture said it would be that way. But go on.
Uh-huh. So, and also, ordering seeds, like planting seeds, do you think that we should trust ordering planting seeds from, like, Amazon or something like that?
As long as they're organic and heirloom, yeah.
Okay. And one more thing, Acts chapter 10, when the scriptures, when Peter was praying and Ahiah told him to rise, kill and eat Peter. What does that mean? Because when I in church, they was trying to make us believe, made us believe that was talking about how God was saying we could eat unclean food with the Gentiles. You know, they say as long as you pray over your food and all of that foolishness. How can I explain to my family members that's not what that means? Could you explain Acts chapter 10 to me?
Yeah, do you have a Bible?
Yes, I could go get it. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, I got it.
Read the first verse.
Okay. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian Band.
So who's this? This is Cornelius, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cornelius the Italian, he's a Gentile. You got that?
Right.
Go on.
A devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always.
Okay. Now, I need you to go down to the... go down to the fifth verse.
And he became very hungry and would
I'm sorry. Read the fifth verse.
And now send men to Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter.
So the Most High told this Gentile, who's always paid alms and helped our people, to go see Peter, an Israelite. You got that?
I got it.
Okay, now, that's the setting. So Peter, at this point, never sat at meat with the Gentile because it was against the Jews' law. So the Most High had to make a setting in which once Cornelius get to the Peter's home, Peter would accept him in. So while Peter slept, he showed him unclean foods and said, eat. He says, I've never eaten anything common or unclean, right? Because he was getting Peter conditioned for who? For accepting something he didn't accept prior. You got that?
A Gentile.
Yes. So how do you know this is talking about, how do you know it's talking about people and not food? Let's go to when Peter woke up. You ready?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, go to the 19th verse because this is where Peter woke up. Read.
Okay. While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, behold, three men seek thee.
Go ahead.
Arise,
so
therefore.
Peter, as you can see, Peter thought on the vision. So even Peter didn't know exactly what this dream was about. The Most High putting unclean food before him. So Peter didn't get up and start cooking chitlins. He was still thinking about what was going on with this vision. Until a Gentile knocked on his door. Read the 28th verse.
Okay. And he said unto them, ye know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or come unto one of another nation. Another nation.
So was it talking about food or people?
A people.
Thank you. Now read it.
Okay. And he said unto them, ye know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or come unto one of another nation. But God has showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean.
Any who common or unclean?
Any man common or unclean.
No, any pig common or unclean.
No, it don't say that.
What about
it
shrimp?
Said a man.
No. Lobster.
None of
pig.
It.
Bear.
Nothing. Mm-mm.
It says man there, right?
It says man. Yes, it does.
So this is when Peter understood why the Most High gave him that vision. Got it?
I got it.
Okay. Thank you
so much. Thank you.
Join the academy. You should know that.
I'm in it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to be covering that in the Christianity part. So you got it in advance. Okay.
All right. Thank you
so much.
God bless everybody. I love y'all, family. Good night.
Bless you. And you are our family. Don't worry about it. The Most High tell you that the foes shall be they of your own household. Okay. And those that love Christ is my mother, my brother, my father, my sister, those that do the will of the Most High. We're family. All right. Let's go. We only got a few more. Let's see. 561 area code.
You already got, I already spoke with you guys, Elder.
All right. Thank you, brother. Thanks. Thanks for telling us that. Let's go down the line. A few more. 832 area code. 832.
Shalom. Shalom, Elder.
Shalom.
All right. Khan, this is, I'm calling from the Mississippi body. I don't think I should say my name out loud on this platform because I'm still in the military.
Okay.
So I'll be guarded with what I say. So I want to give just a little testimony about vaccinations in the military.
All right.
Yeah, and so basically the Heineken vaccine is optional to all military members because of the so-called limited supply. So that's not an issue for me. But however, they're still trying to enforce the flu shot. And I'm at the end of my enlistment, so I only got a few weeks left until I'm a free man. Actually, my first day of freedom is the first day of the new year, our new year.
Praise the Most High.
You know, all praises. Con. So there's a way for me to like avoid getting the flu shot, but that for me to do that, I already talked to some people in the administration office. I went to the chaplain's office and I got to do like a special request. And so I already have my baptism letter, but like they said, I need something else, like a letter from the church or from like a deacon or a bishop.
Okay.
Our scenario would be like an elder saying that, yes, brother so-and-so is in our church, and because of our beliefs, we do not support the idea of taking vaccines, et cetera. So if I could get that, I already sent an email to Elder Loya. I just curious to see if he got my email. And
I was
referred to you by the leadership here in Mississippi.
Okay, so you need a religious exemption. That's all it is.
Yes.
So how long ago did you send that to Elder Loya?
Yesterday.
Okay. Elder Loya, do me a favor. Check your email and just respond back with an exemption to give him with his name on it. All right? You got that, Loya?
Yes, sir.
My brother. Well, don't worry about it. You'll get that tomorrow. Okay?
Con. It's just because on your the main page. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, we're going to have it. You'll have it with the church and our signature and all that.
Right.
And you'll be fine. Religious exemption.
Right.
All right.
With the Most High, there's always a way. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Bless you. All right.
All right. Con. Tawana. Bye.
All right. 202 area code. We can only take one more after this. Mind-controlled slaves, discovering the bonds which leads to perpetual servitude and righteous keys to free our minds. You're live. Okay. You're not live. All right. Who else we have here? All right. Do we have anyone else? I think that's it. Oh, 512 area code. Were you on already? You were on, right? 512? You were on earlier, correct? Well, that concludes our particular broadcast. Elder Lawyer, do you have anything else to say before I play a song or two and fade into the night with prayer?
Oh, sir. I say look, we conclude, and from here, I'm pretty sure we got to bless Sabbath class to follow up. So,
I'll
definitely be waiting for that. And also, as was mentioned earlier, we do have a new Academy week this Sunday, week number 4, which the main list will be Who is Edom. So, please,
Ooh.
If you haven't subscribed,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Yep, I was going to say, if you haven't subscribed, if you haven't enrolled in the Academy, it's in your benefit to do so.
Hebrew and Bible Academy. Let me tell you, there's nothing like it on earth. And we'll be going into Esau's confession. What happened when he was a little boy that made him reject and just come out and just be a whistleblower concerning what's going on in those communities. Oh, yeah, something. And he admits through his genealogical table, that they are Amalek and they know they're Amalek. All right, so I'm going to be going into the history to show you who is Edom this week. Watch out. Also, I'm going to break down from the encyclopedias we have the battle in the womb of our mother's womb of Rebecca and with Esau and Jacob in the womb. I'm going to tell you right now. It's epic. Going in there, week 4, the Hebrew and Bible Academy, you don't want to miss it. It's very early, so Be a part of it by going to historytimes.org. And keep in mind, the Most High is calling back Israel. Thank you, Elder Loya. And if you want to support the work, that's right. You can see on your screen, 4-hour weekly broadcast. The donate button is right there. I mean, the donate cash app is right there. $GOCC144DONATE. That's you contributing if you have cash app for the weekly broadcast to go directly to elders. The other one at the bottom is if you are part of a church, but yet you're not gathering because of these, because we are in transitioning in your areas, that's what you use if you have cash app. Or you can donate to us by going to gatheredofchrist.org. Donate. You can go that way if you don't have cash app. With that, I'm going to let say shalom. Stay prayed up. Sin not. We thank you for all your support, and I hope you understand the power of healing. First, start with believing. Not in them, not in their media, but in the Most High and His words. Shalom. The Most High's calling back the children of Israel.